Good morning. This is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. President Reagan's going campaigning while Walter Mondale goes fishing this week, but each may have a poll in hand, the Gallup poll. John Ferrugia reports.
President Reagan kicks off his political campaign this week facing a surprising Gallup poll. It shows that following the Democratic convention, he and Democrat Walter Mondale are running nearly even. One senior Reagan aide called the poll results goofy. The president's political advisors expected the large Reagan lead to narrow after the convention, but only by 5 to 10 points. That's what they expect their own numbers to show when they begin polling this week. Mr. Reagan will be on the road trying to build his lead as he travels to the key electoral state of Texas and then to Georgia, the only southern state he lost in 1980. He will pound away at the liberal record of the Mondale-Ferraro ticket and move on to New Jersey to take on the Democrats in the industrial Northeast, a region where they are expected to be strongest. John Ferrugia, CBS News, the White House.
This is Susan Spencer with the Mondale campaign. Walter Mondale, who fled to the limelight for over a year in search of the Democratic nomination, is fleeing from it this week. The nomination now his, Mondale has retired to a secluded retreat in northern Minnesota, a lodge on the old Gunflint Trail. He can set off to fish from the dock at his back door, eluding photographers, and that is exactly what he plans to do. Vacation or not, Mondale's mood was no doubt buoyed by the weekend release in Newsweek of a Gallup poll showing that for the first time this year, Mondale leads President Reagan. The poll, taken during the last days of the Democratic convention, puts Mondale ahead 48% to 46%. Mondale told reporters he doesn't trust polls, but he thinks this one shows the American people heard his message. As for her reaction, Ms. Ferraro simply said, "Wow." Susan Spencer, CBS News, Grand Marais, Minnesota.
Israel is electing a parliament and thus a new government today. The result, unpredictable. Don McNeil reports from Tel Aviv.
There was a heavy turnout of a possible 2.5 million voters this morning as Israelis started the rather complicated process of choosing a new government. Shimon Peres, leader of the Labor Party, was confident but cautious as he cast his ballot. Labor is expected to win the most seats in the 120-member parliament, but not a clear majority. The governing Likud party, led by Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir, is expected to run anywhere from 6 to 12 seats behind Labor. But there are 26 political parties running altogether, and the real political skill in Israel is to put together a governing coalition, and that could take weeks. It gives the small centrist and religious parties far more power than their voting strength that the polls would indicate. However, one highly placed source inside Likud told CBS News he had no doubt that Labor would form the next government with Shimon Peres as prime minister. Don McNeil, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
The Congress comes back to the Capitol today with some unfinished election year business. Neil Strausser reports.
The reappearance of the Congress on stage front may seem like the diversion, while behind the curtain, the convention scenery is being shifted from San Francisco to Dallas. But there is much unfinished business facing this bobtailed session, including completing the spending portion of the deficit reduction package, which is already falling short of expectations, according to Senate Finance Committee Chairman Bob Dole, because of the increased cost of financing the big deficit.
I'm not even certain we're doing enough to pay the interest costs, the increased interest costs. The net interest payments are just going straight up.
Republican Dole on NBC's Meet the Press also said whoever is elected will have to raise taxes as well as cut spending. But that's for next year. A big battle of the next 3 weeks may come over defense spending and a Democratic effort to put teeth in Walter Mondale's pledge to kill the MX missile. Mondale will also face a test of his strength if the immigration reform bill comes out of conference committee. He has promised redoubled efforts to defeat it. Neil Strausser, CBS News, Washington.
President Reagan has a meeting with El Salvador's President Duarte at the White House today, their second get-together this year. It comes as the Congress returns to consider the pending request for more than $100 million extra in aid to El Salvador. Some kidnappers caught in a cross rough will review the bidding in Washington this morning, and Sam Ford reports.
This will be arraigned with two accomplices in the kidnapping of the wealthy Edith Rosencrans from a bridge tournament last Thursday. She was released Saturday night. Yesterday, she and husband, Dr. George Rosencrans, described the ordeal.
They said that
that he worked to maintain his self-control.
I just decided to go that way and try to look at this as one other critical problem in life. Maybe the biggest one which I have ever faced.
Bridge player Chris Compton of Houston knew Wright and was scheduled to play with him during the tournament.
I don't want to appear to be defending him, but he would
in my opinion, never have heard Edith Rosenkranz.
Really? You don't think so? Why not?
I think he was just a chicken.
The FBI believes the kidnapping had been planned for months. None of the suspects had extensive criminal records. All of the ransom money was recovered. Sam Ford, CBS News, Washington.
Fire burned through seven stories of a 12-story retirement home in Los Angeles during the night, driving more than 200 elderly residents into the street. 60 were injured, seven described in critical condition this morning. A fresh economic signpost is up this morning. Correspondent Ray Brady has a look.
The U.S. economy is growing at an even stronger rate than anyone predicted. The Commerce Department saying it is moving ahead at an annual rate of 7.5%. That's much faster than the department's preliminary estimate of second quarter growth of 5.7%, an estimate made about a month ago. While the economy is growing somewhat slower than in the first quarter of this year, most experts believed it would slow way down by now. Normally, growth this strong would signal a rise in prices, inflation, but there is no sign of that in today's numbers. As to where the growth is coming from, some economists point to President Reagan's tax cuts, which gave consumers more money to spend, as well as to higher defense spending, which also keeps the economy moving up. Economists fear, however, that as the economy keeps growing, interest rates will rise and that will slow its forward momentum. For now, though, there's no sign of that. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
And Moscow reports today industrial production in the Soviet Union registered 4.5% growth, while labor productivity grew by 4.2% in the first half of 1984. The government report says there were shortfalls in the production of oil, timber, mineral fertilizers, fruit, vegetables, and other things. Gold was fixed in London this morning at $335.25. That's down $4 from Friday's closing price in New York. The dollar has opened to new highs across Europe this morning, more than 8.8 francs in Paris. In Japan, the dollar climbed against the yen despite heavy intervention by the Bank of Japan. Preliminary talks open today between the United Auto Workers Union and General Motors, and tomorrow between that union and Ford. They're looking toward contract time in the fall. It's 10 minutes past the hour.